it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Tuesday afternoon. We got a lot of great stuff that we have been dealing with as we've headed through this afternoon. And we've got a great opportunity to enjoy something you may or may not be familiar with. I was kind of alerted to this a few weeks back. And as I got a little more information, I thought, oh my gosh, I want everybody to become aware of, well, just a little kind of a thing going on down there in Charles City County, which is really, really cool. I mean, really, really cool. And it involves a house tour. It involves something called the Autumn Pilgrimage House Tour. It's been going on. I mean, I don't know how I didn't realize it. What, 71 years? You would think that I would have known about it. But Jim Daniels is here to bring us all up to speed on it. Jim, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, the pleasure is mine. I don't know how for 71 years I've been blissfully unaware of this. So what gives? What are you guys doing down there in Charles City?
Well, this is our one fundraiser. Westover Church has been there since, not the church, but the parish exists since 1613, so 412 years. Wow. We do have a new church. The new church was built in 1730, so that's our new church. Anyway, but we do this as a fundraiser because Charles City has a lot of special needs as far as charity, and we support a lot of community efforts down there. So this is our big fundraiser, and it's a house tour involving five houses that are basically along the Route 5 James River corridor. And some you may have heard of, Shirley Plantation, I'm sure you've heard of. And that's a really nice place. It's the 12th and 13th generation of the Carter family still own that and live there.
Wow.
And then we've got Burlington, which was built in 1818, and it was the home to a Virginia governor. Wow. And Milton, which was a house that's been much modified, but it's a really old house, but it's beautiful, beautiful place on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the house at Herring Creek, which was a house that was built in the 1880s, but it was dismantled and then completely rebuilt, much like it was before. And then we've got another house called Laurel Bluff, which sits at the end of what they call 5 mile reach or 7 mile reach, with the most beautiful view you ever seen. That's been totally remodeled. So we've got some cool places to see. And, you know, if you ever ride down Route 5 and look over and see, you know, I wonder who lives there. I wonder what that house is like.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity to do that.
Oh, all right. Now, the houses that were built, 1600s, 1700s, it's not going to do me much good to go peeking around in the medicine cabinets, right? There's probably nothing there that's...
Probably not.
Yeah, all right. I just think this is such a fascinating opportunity, Jim, and you got these five houses. When you do this tour, because I want people to sign up for it. You said it's the one fundraiser. My gosh, I don't know what the fee is, but I already sense if it's all five of these, it's a bargain. What what do I have to do? Do I just reach out? Do you go, hey, I'd like to go see him? Do I need to reserve times? How do we do this?
Westover Church, Westover Episcopal Church, Google that online, and you'll find our website, and you can buy tickets online.
Okay.
Tickets are $60.
Okay.
And the tour is this coming Saturday from 9:30 to 4.
Okay.
And the church is open, too. And like I said, the church is built in 1730, and we have our silver there, which there'll be a lecture in there on a thing about the silver. And it's pretty cool because we have two sets of silver, one from 1695, if you can believe that,
jeez,
and one from 1731.
Wow.
And George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, and Teddy Roosevelt have all drank from the same cup that we drink out of every Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty amazing.
Wow. Wow. I just love this. How many times have you personally done this tour, Jim?
You know, what's interesting is I started doing the tour before I joined the church.
Oh, no.
I like old houses, and I went to the tour three or four times before I finally joined the church. So I've probably been doing it 25 years or more.
Wow.
And it's cool because you get to see all these houses that you always wondered, what's down that road or who lives
yeah,
in that house?
Exactly.
So it's a great opportunity, and it's a nice time in the country. And
yeah,
we've got box lunches for sale, and plus there's some nice little restaurants and bars down there. So it's a great opportunity, and it's only about 20 miles out of Richmond.
Yeah.
25 miles out of Williamsburg, and it's right on Route 5. Everything's easy to find.
Oh, yeah. No. The location is absolutely ideal. Anything stand out to you since you've done the tours over 25 years? Anything when you just, I don't know, pick a house, you went into it and went, oh, my gosh, I never would have imagined that.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
You know, I don't know which one I would say is most spectacular or whatever, but like I said, the house at Heron Creek has never been open. I haven't seen it myself. I'm anxious to go see that one.
Oh, wow.
And the one at Laurel Bluff, I'm in the real estate business. I sold that house. Well, they've gutted it. I haven't seen the inside. I'm anxious to see that. So it's one of those things where you really just – I'm volunteering with the tour, but I want to go see some of these things.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It's a great opportunity that comes along once a year, and we mix them up with different houses, and we hope people will come and enjoy a day in the country.
Well, I'm excited about this. I absolutely am excited. So I want to remind everybody, now you said it's this Saturday, what did you say, 9 to 4 this Saturday?
9:30 to 4.
9:30
to 4. It's coming Saturday, and you can get tickets at Westover Episcopal Church online.
Okay. Westover Episcopal Church. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll find out if there's a direct site there, and we'll get it all shared on our social media. This is such a wonderful opportunity. I, like you, like so many people here in Central Virginia, I'm a student of history. I love history. And you're right. You do drive by some of these homes and go, huh, I'm just wondering, you know, I'm not going to be poorly behaved, but I am kind of wondering what's going on down there. So,
well, this is the opportunity.
This is it, man. I love it. Well, we will share this. Jim, I thank you so much for making some time for us, and look forward to hopefully chatting with you a little bit in the not-too-distant future and enjoying these homes just like everybody else.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate Jim Daniels, Westover Episcopal Church. Boy, what a great opportunity. Those are some major, major pieces of real estate. I do think it's funny that he's a real estate guy. I was like, well, yeah, you know, can you use those for comps? If you own something near Shirley Plantation, I mean, I guess there are other large sort of estate things but it's just going to be fascinating. And when you have lived in an old home and then you see the way some people have rehabbed them, some people gut them, as he said, years ago, we owned the oldest log cabin in Pennsylvania. When I was doing afternoons at WPHT in Philadelphia, a good station, when I was up there, we lived in this little town called Chad's Ford, and we bought the Daniel Pyle homestead. And in retrospect, we should not have bought the Daniel Pyle homestead. We should have bought one of those nice new homes that surrounded the Daniel Pyle homestead. Because I got news for you. I'm not Bob Vila, and unless Heidi is going to federal prison sometime soon, she wasn't Martha Stewart either. And we had, at the time, we had three little kids. It was the worst possible home for three little kids, but it was actually kind of a cool place. 1792 is when the original Daniel Pyle Homestead house was built, and then about 20 years later, they built, and that was the log cabin portion of it, and then right next to it, they built a stone home, and they did what they called it sistering. They just connected them, and you had two front doors. Two front doors in a lot of those homes were because of wakes. You would wake your loved one in a living room on the left side, and then people would walk in on that left side door and then walk out the door on the right side. And you kept the line moving, I guess. That was the logic behind it. But it was a cool thing. It was a very, very cool thing. So, yeah, I think this is exciting. So Westover Episcopal Church, you look online and you can do this tour this Saturday. It's just once a year, so don't miss it. 5:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.